Hey, friends, I'm here with some of my special friends here in town. This is Cheryl and Griff Day, and they own Back in the Day Nursery. Back in the Day Bakery. Where did nursery come from, y'all? I don't know. Maybe because I'm trying to tend to a bunch of dogs. I'm running a nursery here, a menagerie. I'm so glad that they had time to come in today. It's a Monday, and they're closed on Sunday and Monday. Now, Cheryl is in charge of all the sweets, and y'all, Griff makes the most incredible bread you have ever put in your mouth. They make such a wonderful team. Now, Max, you're going to have to get thank you. It's such a treat to go into their store because their name is so appropriate with their style because it really is back in the day.
And our last name's Day.
And their last name is Day. So how about that for Quinky Dink? And what is this? What are you wearing today, Cheryl?
This is...
What does that say? I can't read it.
It says... Be my honey.
Be my honey. But now, what are you doing with that on?
So, one of my awesome girls at the bakery decided that they would be the honey buns in the back. And then she decided, Caitlin, that I would be the queen bee. So
I
now
like
I
that.
Keep getting all these little bee presents. And so, yeah, now I'm the queen bee of the honey buns.
So, Griff, what does that make you? You're a honey bun or a sugar knot?
Neither.
Well, what are you?
They call me Griff.
Okay.
Actually, they call him Master G.
Master G.
Yeah. Yes.
I do everything at the bakery.
How cute. Mm-hmm. And you are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You're very quiet and unassuming.
But he pays attention.
Are people frightened of you?
I don't believe so. Bread bakers are very in tune with their surroundings and their dough.
And their dough.
Mm-hmm.
I want you one day to teach me how to bake good bread.
You gotta come.
You know, somebody just sent me a bread machine.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used that before.
Yeah.
Do you recommend that?
Yeah, that's great. Great way to make bread at home.
It is. But there's no preservatives in it or anything, so you probably need to eat it pretty quickly, don't you?
Yeah. You know, if
or
you make bread every few days or freeze it. Yeah.
Yes, that's a great idea. Yeah. Well, I love your red glasses.
Thank you.
When did you start wearing red glasses?
Oh, gosh. When we were on book tour, we went to this awesome, eyeglass store in Minneapolis, Griff's hometown, and I just fell in love with, four pairs.
I just love the red
ones. And the red ones, I didn't know how much I would like them, but now it's just kind of become my new thing.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
And my red shoes.
Was known for, I saw your red kickers. She was known for her red glasses, and I just love them on you.
Yay.
All right.
Thanks.
Your book, your new book.
Yes, the new book.
When did it come out?
It came out last spring. Gosh.
March 2015.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. It's been that long since I've talked with you. Do you have a copy?
Mm-hmm.
Their first cookbook.
You wrote the foreword to it.
I did. I wrote the foreword to it. I thought it was the most grand cookbook I had ever seen. I loved the picture of you and Griff.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this one.
So.
Oh, my gosh. And this is how they dress. You can come in any day and find Cheryl dressed up.
Well, maybe not the red high heels. But.
Yeah. From there up, y'all. But my grandmother, Hires, wore a dress and high heels every day of her life.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Every day of her life.
That's awesome.
She peeled fruit in a fruit factory. She
and
my grandfather stood 8 hours and did nothing but peel oranges and grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
And when she'd come home, she would take a bath and she would put on her dress and her high heels. So this reminds me so much of the way I remember my grandmother Hires dressing back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm, right. I love the 50s.
I know that you do. This is just as beautiful as y'all's first book.
Oh, thanks.
Now,
Mom.
I remember their first book. They went to QVC with it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those books were flying.
I went one time with you.
Yes, one time you went with me, And we had such a good time.
We did.
And their books just fly off the shelves, y'all. Fly off the shelves. So have you been to QVC with this one?
We went to QVC with this one, too.
You did?
Yeah, and it flew, too.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
Have you been back or
no,
just...
No, no.
Oh, my gosh.
We just went... Let's see, did we go twice again that time?
Just once.
Once or twice.
One time.
I know, I went on a Sunday and a Wednesday, I remember.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, wow. Did good.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm crazy enough to think I might want to do it again.
Of course, once you get started.
I do. I love the whole process.
I do, too. You know? I do, too.
By the way, before
and
I forget.
And I've got, like, 14 or 15
books. Is that
books
how many
out.
You have?
Yes.
See, that I need to talk to you about. I just don't know.
Yes. You know, once you get started,
sure.
It's just, there's so much up there.
Mm-hmm.
That you want to share with everybody.
So I had some ladies that stayed in your hotel. What do you call it? Like the
condo.
The
at
condo.
The beach.
Not the one at the
y'all
beach.
Y'all come
the
in.
One downtown. I think it was. Maybe it was that one. Do you have two?
No.
Okay. So it was that one at the
one.
Beach. And I guess they stayed last year and they stayed this year too.
Really?
And they loved it so much.
Oh,
a lady
I'm so
and her
glad.
Husband and a couple other folks. But anyway. She said they were in there and they heard you on Evine and you mentioned me with one of your ombre outfits.
And oh,
they,
yes.
Yeah,
I was talking about the cake that you taught me to
yeah,
ombre.
Yeah, exactly. And they said that they got in the car immediately. They were like, we were just going to go there. But after you said that, they were like, let's go
oh,
to the
that's
bakery.
Great.
So
that's
that was fun.
Great.
Thank you, Paula.
That is great.
Well,
you know,
about me.
I treasure my friends that have great work ethics.
Yes.
And any time I can help a friend out,
yeah,
even if it's just nothing but a little mention, you know, I really love doing that. Yes, passing on things that people have helped you with.
And then another lady told me that she talked to you, I guess... She bought some things, and she said, I know Cheryl Day. I was like, oh, gosh. But
well, you know, Mother's Day's coming up.
It is.
On us very quickly.
Very
And that's
quickly.
One of the things I was hoping that you and I could talk about
okay.
along with Griff. So we got to take that little quick break.
Okay, let's
but
pay some bills.
So be thinking.
Mother's Day.
Yeah,
okay.
Think Mother's
gotcha.
Day. And we'll be right back, y'all. If Griff will just shut up long enough for us to get some things said. There's no one quite like Mama. Every mama's unique, and we wouldn't want to change a thing. And with Mother's Day just around the corner, I think I have a great way to show Mom just how much you appreciate her. Surprise Mom with something unexpected and as unique as she is, Sherry's Berries. Right now, get Sherry's Berries freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. Now, this is an exclusive offer for my listeners. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in my code, COOKIE. Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for just $10 more. Now, this is an exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use my code COOKIE. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in COOKIE. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code, COOKIE. This is a limited time offer, and Mother's Day is next week, so make sure to order now. Hey, y'all, we're back, and I'm so happy to see, you know, I asked Cheryl about things that we could suggest for Mother's Day for all the dads out there and the children to get together and to surprise Mom with something for Mother's Day. And she immediately said, well, pass me my book and let me look through it. I'm the same way. I have to jog on my memory.
Senior moments, I call them.
Senior moments. Although, Cheryl, you don't look your age.
Well, that's good.
You don't ever age. Does
that's
she,
good.
Griff?
No, she's doing pretty well. She's hanging in there.
And you don't age either, except for a little gray in your hair.
Yeah, my gray is starting to kick in a little bit.
But that's pretty. And,
I like
you know,
it.
Women see that as sexy.
Yeah.
And we think it makes y'all smart.
That's good.
All right, what have you thought about? What
so
have you come
I
up with?
Think...
Y'all can always go by Back in the Day Bakery, and y'all will have some wonderful special things for Mother's
absolutely.
Day, right?
Mm-hmm. And one thing we will have are these, you know, the little baby cakes that I'm known for.
Oh, I love those that. Baby cakes.
I think every mom needs
a baby
cake.
It's hard for it to show up because the cake is white
we'll
on a white
it.
Plate. We'll but it. Look at that.
Isn't that the cutest plate?
Yes.
Somebody gave me that plate.
Oh, so you didn't write that on
no,
there.
It's old. It's like from the 50s, probably. I knew you were coming, so I baked a cake. Isn't
I
that
love
cute?
That.
And it's
yes,
got
I
roses
knew you were
underneath.
Coming, so I baked you a cake.
But I would
baby
do
cakes
the little baby
with
cakes.
Vanilla meringue buttercream.
Mm-hmm. And we do different ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they're always pretty with the flowers.
So you can go by, and would you need to order this, Cheryl?
We'll have those in the case, yeah.
Are y'all shipping yet?
We're not.
Nope.
When are y'all going to ship?
I don't know. As soon as you help me figure out how to deal
with it. Well, gosh, I did a show recently with Stratton Leopold, and he started shipping ice cream.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that's a challenge.
Right.
So you might want to give Stratton a call.
Yeah.
Because he is one of the nicest men you've ever met.
Aww.
And he would be glad to give you some hints.
Okay.
So if he can ship ice cream,
If he can ship ice cream, surely I can figure out how to
ship cakes.
Yeah.
But I really think that y'all need to do that.
Okay.
And
you've been saying that for a while,
Yes.
Definitely.
You know, I'm going to Evine now.
Right.
With my products.
I saw you on there with some cakes from that you were doing, and I loved how you showed how you cut them to get more.
Yeah, more slices out of it.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you. That's just the way Mama taught me how to slice a cake rather than those big old wedges that most people can't eat a piece that big.
Exactly.
But I am, I feel like I perfected a crispy chocolate chip cookie the way my husband likes them, and I like them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I found somebody that has been able to reproduce that recipe,
good.
Cheryl.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're offering those on Evine.
Okay.
And I've sold over 100,000
cookies.
Oh,
my gosh.
So, yes, if you can figure out how to ship.
Or something. We're going to start doing donuts.
Oh, you shut up, honey. Do you know how much I love a donut?
Me too, but Paul, listen. Caitlin, my cute assistant, came up with a donut on Saturday. I told her I couldn't wait to tell you. Pecan pie donut.
I'm quivering. I'm quivering.
And it's got a bourbon glaze. Oh, it was so good.
Now, was it a cake donut or a yeast donut?
It was
donut?
Like a cake donut, like an old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. And it had pecans in it, and she did like a bourbon pecan glaze, kind of like a twist on my pecan pie recipe. Because
well,
we're putting
girl
in.
Sounds like she's talented.
She is. She is.
And she thinks outside the box.
She does. You know, I finally got
Isn't
smart.
That great?
And I started doing my interviews where I said I knew I was looking for somebody creative. And I had her come in and make a couple of things. And she did two twists on things that were in my cookbook, but her own way.
That was a great idea.
I know. Now, if I could just find a few more.
I know.
But yeah, she's awesome, Miss Caitlin. But, so we're putting in a hotline so we can do donuts. And then we started doing biscuits every day.
Now, we do need a deep fryer for those.
Yeah, we do. So we're just like playing around with recipes and stuff right now. But yeah, we're getting a deep fryer. And then I want
to
start doing...
I'm so happy to know about that.
Biscuit. We do biscuits every day now.
All right, now you stay in your lane, honey.
Okay, all right. That...
I do biscuits.
I know. But not like your biscuits, like little biscuit sandwiches.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's in my lane?
How would you make your biscuits?
Oh, honey,
yeah,
they are good and flaky.
Well, do tell.
I have mastered.
How do you make them? Uh-uh.
Don't give away your secrets.
Griff, now you're talking too much.
Yeah, they are just really
good.
Are
they yeast biscuits? Or?
No, they're butter, butter, butter. You would go crazy, Paula, over these biscuits. But I figured out I always had used like a white lily flour.
Yeah.
And self-rising.
Yes.
But for this new cookbook, I decided, a lot of people might have trouble finding that white lily in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
So I came up with my own flour combination.
And there's layers and layers of butter.
It looks like one of those grand...
Layers and layers of butter.
Yeah, yep. It looks like flaky.
All right, now, when are you doing these?
Every day.
Oh, you are doing them right now.
Yeah, every day.
I will be down to do the biscuit test. Because, it took me years, Cheryl. It took me years working with different scientists people that formulated things.
Right.
But to me, I finally have the perfect biscuit mix.
Well, honestly, anybody I have not met a biscuit I didn't like. Have you?
But there's different kinds. Yeah. Maybe one or two I didn't like. Yeah.
But they're all different and good in their own way.
Right.
Those drop biscuits.
Right.
But I wanted these to be like tall, layers, kind of like when you first open those, grands.
Yes, and
but
they
from
just
scratch,
have like 16
So they're
layers.
Like that.
Oh, gosh. I'm starving. And y'all are not open today.
Nope. No.
Mom has always been an expert on everything. Cooking, relationship advice, fixing your cuts and bruises. The one thing you can't go to her for is advice on what to give her for Mother's Day. But not to worry, you'll look just like an expert on Mother's Day when you use Pro Flowers. Get Mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or make her day extra special, upgrade to a premium vase, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com today and use my code COOKIE. ProFlowers takes the guesswork out of sending mom, grandma, or the wife the perfect Mother's Day gift. Here is the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at $19.99. Just visit proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in the word COOKIE. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in COOKIE. Remember, Mother's Day is just next week, so order today because this offer expires Friday at midnight. I think it's so important that you're happy with the look and feel of your home. In fact, my recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made for you. You can work one-on-one with an expert designer with their in-home design services, or you can take advantage of their free measuring and low-cost installation services. Guarantee a perfect fit. So create a space that you're gonna love. Contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, y'all. 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. For details about my special offer, just go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Griff, what's going on in your world?
Oh, all kinds of things. Like, we're putting in a hotline, as Cheryl said.
Yes. So, are you excited? Now, do you do just bread, Griff, or do you?
I am in charge.
He does everything.
I'm in charge of lunch.
So you are really like the big boss.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the master G.
I'm the master G, decision maker.
Isn't that great for you?
It is.
Because that allows you to be so creative.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how many different breads do you make now?
Well, I just stick to two. We do a sourdough, and then we do a daily bread, or ciabattas.
So that changes every day, your daily bread?
Nope, that's the same day, every day.
Oh, okay.
But you do different flavors, like you do the one Paula likes with the
rosemary. The rosemary olive oil.
Yes, yes, and there's some kind of herbs on top of that one that I love so much.
Yeah, rosemary and sea salt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember I had a group of people coming to my house mm-hmm. for meetings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I ordered, what, mm-hmm. like 20 sandwiches from y'all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you would keep off the vegetables or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, y'all held the mm-hmm. lettuce and tomato for mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. So I could grill the bun, mm-hmm. you know, and the bread, that fabulous bread.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you have that awesome garden.
Yes. But those sandwiches just saved my life.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They just saved my life. That bread is incredible. Anything else for Mother's Day?
So for Mother's Day, oh gosh, I love pies. We talked about this last time I was here.
But what's your favorite pie today?
We're doing little mini pies for Mother's Day. Like little, you know, like little, almost like the size of a baby cake.
What flavors?
I love baking in season. So if I could get some darn rhubarb soon, I love rhubarb and strawberry.
Do you?
I do. I've become kind of obsessed with it. I love making.
Now,
like,
would that be a double crust?
Double crust. Mm-hmm. Yeah, double crust. And then I love doing, we've been doing little meringues for people that have gluten-free issues.
I adore meringues.
And then we'll put like a whipped cream and some, you know, stewed different fruits on top.
Wow.
And they're just really pretty. And then we'll do like a little edible flower or something like that. I just love really pretty desserts.
I do too. So. I do,
but
too.
Delicious.
yes.
Well, actually, so we've got the cookbooks, you know, two cookbooks now. But I do
and
have...
that would make a good Mother's Day
exactly
gift.
For people that like to bake at home.
Right. It would be a perfect gift for Mother.
But then we have, well, I know I'm probably giving you a couple of my little cards that I had the girl do for us that have like Griff and I on the cover. And, you know, there's just different scenes in the bakery, like uh-huh. the sugar knots and the honey buns or slices of pie. And they're all illustrated. And people love, uh-huh. we have little prints of those too. And people love to give those for gifts. Somebody got one the other day, and she said she was going to hang it in her kitchen. And I was like, okay. I don't know why somebody wants to hang it in their kitchen, but apparently they do. So it's just, you know, like
well,
a little keepsake.
Well, they're a fan of y'all.
Keepsake.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
We get lots of Paula Deen fans, though, Paula. Still, every day, people come in.
Great.
They just adore you, and they love
great.
To tell me. The next time you see Paula, tell her we love her. And
that's
sweet. Lots of sweet.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that y'all are still doing so well. Mm-hmm. Y'all make such a great team. You know, it would be hard if y'all both wanted to bake bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
we definitely have
your
figure
talents
out.
And Cheryl's talents, mm-hmm. they just make this perfect combination.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate it so very much.
Thank you.
Y'all's talents.
We love it. We still enjoy. We still are enjoying it. And it's been, we're going on 15 years.
No,
right,
Cheryl?
It's coming up.
Seems like yesterday.
I know.
I remember y'all opening up that
I remember
bakery.
When we first opened and y'all were moving to the new location.
Yes.
Well, it's not new now, but.
Yes.
And I believe, wasn't that about 15 years ago?
Probably has been that long now.
So.
I don't remember. Seems like we moved in there around 2001 or 2002.
Yeah. So that's when we opened 2002.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I remember going in there and we had just opened and we were so tired. But Jamie had invited us to come in and, you know, check out the new restaurant. And we said, well, we're not going to miss it. But it's been that long ago.
I can't hardly believe it. Time just flies when we're having a good time.
It does.
Our neighborhood is getting so cute, too.
I know.
It has come a long way.
Like from Victory Drive on north.
Yeah.
It's just
some new
being
junk
recaptured.
Shops have opened.
Love them. I love a good junk shop.
New restaurants are coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael's dream is to get locked in y'all's shop and y'all forget about him for just one night.
So this is our egg bake with bacon and cheese. Hey.
But see, it's...
I see the layers on that biscuit.
And it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
This is what now? This is
sweet.
The breakfast with what? Mm-hmm. Bacon?
Bacon, egg bake, and cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm. That bacon. Now, see, y'all are cooking it just the way I like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like some of
the
that.
The edges a little crispy.
Yeah, maybe the edges, yeah. But I like that mm-hmm. soft kind mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. fat that gives mm-hmm. it so much flavor. This is beautiful. I'm going to try to show y'all a picture of this biscuit, but I promise you we'll get the real picture. Yes. So you're serving biscuits all day, not just at breakfast.
Right, all day. People want them. We just started doing an everything biscuit.
What's that?
You know, like everything bagels.
Uh-huh.
And so we put the little everything spice on the top.
Uh-huh.
Now people are going crazy for those with cream cheese or... So it's like I've reinvented the biscuit.
And, you know, we constantly have to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Because people, we don't want them to get mm-hmm. bored.
No, exactly. So, but I still like to keep it in my wheelhouse. Yes. You always, that was one thing you told yes. me years ago. It's just got to be Southern, homemade, you know, a certain kind of unpretentious
yes.
feeling about it.
Yes.
You're not going to ever come in and see little plated desserts of, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So it still yeah. definitely has our back in the day
yeah.
feeling.
I've been into bakeries before where everything is so gorgeous to
right.
the eye.
Right.
And then you mm-hmm. buy some and
right.
it's
and then it's like ours is fresh too. Some of that yes. stuff, you just wonder how long it's been
yeah.
sitting in there.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I'm proud to call y'all friends.
Oh, we're proud to call you friend.
Okay. But you know my biscuit mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know we do it by ice cream scoops at the restaurant
yeah.
because that's the one way I can get consistency.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I pat my dough out
mm-hmm.
so I can make it real thick.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I want a thinner biscuit,
right.
I can do it thin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I use a biscuit cutter.
Yeah.
You know, a cookie cutter
mm-hmm.
with my biscuits, and they're just so good.
This is going to be the biscuit show now. Yeah.
Buy your mother a biscuit for Mother's Day.
Mm. Well, some biscuit mix.
Yeah, some biscuit
and
mix.
And a baby cake.
And a baby cake. Perfect. Perfect. This is sounding so good. My stomach's just a growling, y'all. You know, if you're lucky enough to maybe be here in Savannah on Mother's Day, maybe you can come in and visit. Now, they're not open on Sundays.
Not currently.
And not Mondays. So right. try to make your visit Tuesday through Saturday.
Right.
And stop by Back in the Day Bakery. You'll find mm-hmm. Griff and Cheryl there working very, very hard mm-hmm. to bring y'all these wonderful, wonderful little eats. Well, Cheryl, I had such a good time with y'all. I'm just sorry that Griff did so much talking that you and I could hardly get a word in edgewise, but maybe next time.
Well, they call us the Penn and Tellers of bakers. So. She does
Penn
all the talking.
I like that. Obviously, you're the quiet one.
Yes.
So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Happy
Y'all
Mother's
deserve
Day.
A crown. You deserve a crown.
They do.
Motherhood's
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm.
See y'all.